Second hour here. This is Ralph Kermit Winterode II, the Ralph Winterode Show, and because it's Father's Day, we're talking about child custody and dedicated to the fathers and especially to the mothers of that have had their children kidnapped and held for ransom and sexually abused, physically abused, and then sold off into slavery. And there are quotas in all of these states by mandate of Congress. It's an act of Congress. And they look at the baseline for the last 3 years for adoptions. And when they exceed that, they get $4,000 for the good merchandise and $2,000 for the crippled ones, special need ones. Yep, that's an act of Congress. And then as the numbers go up every year, then they have to hire more people to kidnap more children, to adopt more kids out. And they have to have expedited fast track for any child under the age of one. And they're supposed to put them with a pre-adoptive home, and their goal right in the Act of Congress is to adopt the child out. So if they come and kidnap one under 1 year old or one of the younger ones, you can automatically bet this is where they're headed because they have money. And they have quotas. They have a bounty hunting quota. I've not seen it in Texas, but in we've got it through Greg Pound out of Florida. It was in, I think it was 280 or something like that in this particular county. They were mandated. And if they didn't do that, they could be penalized for 10%, which would have been out of that Pinellas County, Florida, $12.5 million. Now, that's an incentive, isn't it? These people, they're in it for the money. It's I'm sure there's got to be a good CPS worker out there someplace. But it's like a good judge. I only know of one that's somewhat honest in all of Alaska. And I do have some respect for him, and but... he knows what he's doing, but he does fight for the right within the system, you know, to have a trial by jury of 12 and all that. But the bottom line is it's a corrupt, demonic, immoral system. And anyway, we had, are you still there, Leilani and David?
I'm here. Leilani went to go get her daughter some food.
Oh, okay, great. And I don't know, has Adam showed up yet? I guess not. He was going to call in here, and we had a caller out of Florida, and if he was going to call in, or if anybody else, we open the lines up here. If anybody else wants to comment about what's going on here about this today, why, you're welcome to call in, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and I also need to put out there... if you like programs such as what I'm putting out or what Republic Broadcasting puts out, it takes money. And need to call Republic Broadcasting and support this because RBN is a supporter of Ron Paul. There's a movement now in this country, an awakening. Not a lot of people, but it doesn't take a lot. And we can win this. We can win this battle. But it takes people, it takes knowledge, and it takes a means to get the information out there. And I, myself, have a list, a special list, $120 a year at Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, at, and it's Just Belli. It's Just Belli, it's J-U-S, and then this bell, like you ring a bell, J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I.com. And I can tell you the research that I've done right now, the Internal Revenue Service, is going to be an issue that is going to go away. I busted their system. I absolutely, positively have conclusive evidence by and through the Federal Register to what they're doing, and there is no wiggle room. And I'm going to be working, and I am working on that in the child custody area. I've also got a commercial side that I have to work on an EPA on the list here too, now that I'm understanding where the ball game's at. But the Federal Register is the only thing that binds all of these agencies and that binds all the judges. That's the only thing. Everything else is a ruse. Greg Pound, you're on the air. I hear the music, so I guess we'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Do you- you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Want to find out how to reduce your electric bill by 25%?
Visit OrganProducts.org.
The Center for Disease Control recently discovered the average American has 2 pounds of parasites.
Find out how to unload these passengers at OrganProducts.org.
The Orgon Zapper treats parasites throughout the body. Viruses, bacteria, worms, yeast, fungi, and more. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter on the material planet. For less than the cost of a doctor visit, the use of the Orgon Zapper is only limited by your imagination. It's been reported to treat allergies, asthma, chronic fatigue, candida, and much more.
Read more for yourself at OrganProducts.org.
That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. OrganProducts.org also offers MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, 100 times more powerful than any known antioxidant, at just $20 for one bottle, or 4 bottles for only $76. Call 646-498-5309 or visit OrganProducts.org today.
Personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIC card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770 because personal information should stay personal.
Well, we're back from break here. Ralph Kermit Winterroad, the second Ralph Winterroad show, live out of the far north, out of Alaska. Beautiful day. It's up in the 60s here, partly cloudy. 19 hours and 18 plus minutes here. Nice long days. Green, no mosquitoes yet where I am. Beautiful time. And anyway, this show is about Father's Day and about child custody, and dedicated to all the mothers and fathers that have had their children kidnapped and ransomed and held for ransom and sold off in slavery or abused. And we have David out of Texas and Greg Pound out of Florida. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Ralph, I was wondering if the young lady Leilani is she there where we can ask, where I can ask her a question, or will David answer the question?
She's not here at this minute. I might be able to get her back here in a minute or two.
Okay. Well, the question I'd like to ask, if she's been molested as a child under the care of the state, why she's not filing a lawsuit? Why she doesn't go back now as an adult?
No, she didn't say she was molested.
Well, then, Ralph didn't ask her.
Of other people that
No, she didn't say she was. She said she saw other children being molested.
Okay, well, I mean, if you just come out and ask her. Now, what I'm finding in the state of Florida here, we have the top officials running a pedophile ring. They're confiscating these children, and the children are being molested. We have the spokesman for all of DCF in the state of Florida, Al Zimmerman, molesting the little boys. Here caught in Tampa by the FBI, the FDLE in Florida wouldn't do it. The police that are supposed to be policing the police wouldn't do anything about it, so the FBI had to do it. We've got Congressman Foley in the bathroom trying to pick up little boys. We got John, his name was, the city council chairman for St. Pete, John Bryant. Yeah, John Bryant was his name. He was molesting children for 10 years.
We got the same thing here. Just saying how the CASA's this big volunteer for the CPS stuff, and some guy been volunteering for 20 years. He owned the biggest court reporter company in town. He's always in the courthouse. And he just got caught, and he's going down for pedophilia and raping of women. Numerous ones.
He was a foster care parent?
No, he was a CASA volunteer. I don't know what CASA means necessarily. What that acronym means.
It's the same thing as a guardian ad litem. It's almost the same as a guardian ad litem.
No, it's not quite the same. There are these volunteers that they try to get people to volunteer to, like, they'll come out and they do this little thing with you, or they do play therapy with the kids. They just butt into your life, and then they turn into witnesses against you in the cases.
Exactly.
And they're also pedophiles.
Okay, so now what was he actually, what's he been accused of now?
Of molesting numerous children and raping numerous mother age women.
Well,
he's up to at least 7 or 8 or 10 now. And then it keeps growing every day. People coming out of the woodwork talking about how he molested them or raped them.
Ralph, would it be possible for you to get David's phone number so I can see if I can pull the archives out on the news reports on what he's talking about? He was also over at the state attorney's office, you said. Is that correct?
Who was?
The pedophile you're talking about.
He owned the largest court reporter company.
Okay.
In Travis County, where the capital.
Okay.
And he was always in the courthouse.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of their big buddies. And initially, he had the biggest lawyer in town being his attorney, but that seems to dissolved here.
Mm-hmm. Ralph, do you have David's number so maybe we can get it afterwards so I can go ahead and just follow up on that and try to get that documentation?
Sure. We can get it during the break or something.
Yeah. Well, that's what my question was concerning.
There's a lot about money that we've kind of delved into, Ralph, you might be real interested in, and how they're getting all this money out of Social Security and the amount that they're getting.
Well, that's exactly, you're right, that's exactly what we're doing here in Florida. It's the Title IV Social Security Funding Act that they're getting the money. They're picking up the kids, they're running them to the doctors, doing everything possible they can get this federal grant money.
Well,
We
figured for an infant, we got a copy of the contract, and we calculated that for an infant, they were pocketing about $250,000 a year.
Right. Isn't
and
that something?
For about a 3 or 4 year old, they're getting more than the $100,000 a year range.
And this
is get all these bonuses for adopting them out and all this stuff, but they're taking it directly out of your Social Security account.
Right.
One of the very interesting things about that, what you can do with that, is you can write like 1099 OIDs and demand the IRS reveal all the charges to your account.
Let me ask you, David, what do you think we can do as families and as fathers in America in order, I mean, do you have any suggestions that we could, I mean, some way to get this thing stopped?
Yeah, do not open the door for them when they show up. If they're coming in, let them kick it in. They will not. They need your consent.
Right.
It's all about consent. And the main thing is do not consent.
Mm-hmm.
At any point, like, just do not open that door. They're investigating you. You know, go let them do their, investigation, but don't testify against yourself. Don't do anything. They're
right.
Much weaker shape if they kick in your door. They have to have consent for this whole thing to work.
Exactly.
The judges basically are trained that in order for them to really proceed on anybody, they have to have their consent.
Mm-hmm.
And they weasel, presume consent out of you, and you don't even know that they're doing it.
Right. Right. Well, I think that's real good advice, because the bottom line is you can say, hey, I'm peaceful. Nobody's going to get shot here, but I'm not opening that door. And if you think you have the authority to enter it, come on in.
Right. And, you know, the biggest thing I regret is that the door got opened ever. And I told they wanted to come out after she won the jury trial. That little, she wanted to come out and do a walkthrough of the house. I said, you're not coming on my property. There's no way after what you've done. And you're the biggest danger that there is in the world for this child.
That's so.
Well, the bottom line
come
is
out 20 minutes. I was figuring the SWAT team be showing out here any minute.
Well, they always come out there with the cops and all that, and they always huff and puff, and it's just absolutely astounding what these people get away with.
Yeah. One other thing we didn't say is on Christmas night, well, you know, the 26th at 1:45 in the morning, about five sheriff cars showed up in front of Leilani's house. And we're all, they had a made-up call, and they were saying some little boy called in and said daddy was hurting his mommy. That was totally made up. That was a total intimidation that the sheriff's department did on her, because we had told them, we're going to file a federal lawsuit on you. So the intimidation, they've intimidated her through the entire thing. And she's not very easy to intimidate. That was a big thing in her favor. I think when you know that they're paper tigers and they're lying to you, and they're, that, you know, Ralph, you really brought it to the forefront that they're kidnappers and extortionists. And when we get that through our heads, it makes us a lot easier to deal with them.
Adam, are you there? Hello?
Hello,
hello, Roger?
Hey, Ralph, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, problem with my internet up here, and but I'm back on the air again here.
Good deal.
Greg, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes.
And David, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, Adam, he was going to be a second hour. He's got to be going to hear just a minute when we hear the music. But why don't you, you're in where, Florida?
Yes, sir.
Okay, why don't you tell us briefly what your involvement is with the great kidnappers starting in our country here?
I've had 8 of my 9 children kidnapped from me through DCF. They came out and took them 9 months ago. And what they do is they'll set up a plan with you, which is a contractual agreement with them, and 99% of the time you cannot comply with that. And they'll teach each other that, you know, that you can't do it. And all they're after is keeping your children. And the only way they can do that is by declaring that you abandoned them. We've found in the 9 months we've been dealing with them, the thing that they're concerned with is the grant money they're getting from our government. I called my attorney the other day and told her I would like her to make a motion on this agreement that has been breached on their part. Of dismissal on the grounds of the fact that they have basically broken the law on their half. And she says to me, Adam, I know they broke the law, but you just need to comply with them. That in itself is grounds for disbarment for an attorney. That indicated to me, who does she represent? I called my state's attorney and asked her about it, and she said, well, she's also a guardian ad litem. She works for DCF. And she's my attorney that's a court-appointed attorney. And I just found out recently that the judges that are acting on the behalf in these cases are operating illegally. They do not have an oath of honor. And if they do, the ones that have been found to have one are forged.
Really?
With no oath, anything they do is null and void.
That is correct.
Well, I'll tell you, something else that can be gotten is to get a copy of their cooperative agreement and enter that into evidence, because that shows they have a financial interest, even though the money doesn't go directly to them, it goes to the court, and get them taken off the case. I hear the music here. We're going to break here, and we'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, a renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Back. This is Ralph Kermit Linder Road, Ralph Linder Road. We have Greg Pound out of Florida. We have Adam Umholtz out of Florida, and we Texas. And anyway, would you go ahead and tell us how they got their children and how many children they have?
Ralph?
Yes.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. You're breaking up a little bit. Could you repeat that?
Okay. Yeah, I've got my internet connection up here. I was having a problem. I may have to go to the phone. But could you tell us how many children they have and how they got them? What was the reason and how long they've had them?
They've had them for over 9 months now, and they've got 8 of my 9. They tried to take my 9th one, and a judge told them no. They left her on the docket. They stuck her in there illegally. And later we had that address, and the judge told them, I'm going to assume, since we're doing some assuming here, that someone in DCF just inadvertently added her to the list. That's illegal. It's not going to happen, and you're going to remove her. And then they said, oh, well, we're concerned about the child. We need to get into the house to check on the child. And he goes, not in this case. They said, oh, no, not in this case. And then he said, not in any case. However, they continue to keep the other ones. They made allegations that are unfounded, that have nothing to back them up, and they've deemed that they were false allegations, and now they're going after someone else, but they still want to keep us under the honor of the contract that they don't even want to honor. And they'll even
Let's start off. Who actually made the allegation, and what was it? Was it based on fact or hearsay? And who's actually doing it?
Our neighbors were causing problems with us. We had problems with them, so they decided to call DCF, and they made up a bunch of allegations against us which weren't even founded. They were sexual allegations towards myself, and I'm innocent in this case. And we've even told them, you know, show us some kind of proof that you've got in this case. They haven't got any because none exists. And they've come back and said, well, that wasn't the case. The DCF even threw in our plan after I got out of prison. I've never been in prison in my life. And we had to go back and have the judge tell them to pull that out of the paperwork because they were forwarding that to everybody else that was part of the plans they were expecting us to, fulfill. They wanted us to go, everybody gets an automatic, go get a psychosocial evaluation, whether you need it or not. And then they used that to, come back with negative answers to the court about your testimony and your character and everything else, and they're just degrading in everything that they do. If you tell them the truth, they twist it and turn it into a lie. You combat that, they don't want to deal with it.
Bottom line is, this whole thing started over a pissing match with a neighbor, and the neighbor's going to get even, and they call DCF or whatever they're called down there and make up a bunch of lies, and of course they did, off they go. You're guilty until proven innocent.
In their eyes, yes. And when we go to them with the facts that prove my innocence, well, they don't want to hear that. You already signed the contract. And we've even had the DCF lawyer come into court and say, well, he signed the contract. That's as good as admitting guilt. If he would just admit to that he's guilty, and that's slander.
Wow.
And we've addressed that. And like I said, I addressed my attorney just the other day, and she said to me, I know they broke the law, but you just need to comply with them.
What's the age of the children? How old are they from where?
The oldest one is 12, and then they're basically a year apart after that, all the way down to the youngest one's 9 months.
And out of the eight, is the oldest one a girl or a boy?
Yes, the oldest one's a girl, and we've got 5 girls and 4 boys.
Mm-hmm. Have you got any evidence that there's any abuse or sexual abuse or anything going on with them now?
Zero. There is medical neglect on their part. My daughter showed me last week she had her skin was split open on her feet. And another thing was in our case plan, the judge ordered that my wife and I be involved in any medical appointments that they have. They have not asked us to go to one. That is a violation of the contract, which leaves it null and void.
Mm-hmm.
And they've had dental surgery. They've had.
Did they ever have a hearing where they actually allowed you to enter evidence and bring in evidence at the beginning and first hearing or two?
Never.
So you never had the hearing.
We had a corporate lawyer to start with, and we went in with all their lawyers, and they all said, "Well, if you'll just do their case plan," and we thought it was just going and taking some classes and learning some things, and. When we found out what they actually were after we signed it, he said, well, just go ahead and comply with their case plan. And everybody's lawyers was in the same room together. And they said, well, if you'll just comply with these plans and take these classes, you'll get your kids back as soon as possible. And that'll be real expediently. That was 9 months ago. And when we go to try to comply with these programs, it's impossible because you have to be a convicted felon in order to take these classes or they will not allow you to go take them. And my wife was in one. They ordered that she take a non-sexual offenders class and I take a sexual offenders class as soon as I got out of prison, which I never was in prison. And when I call places to set up an appointment and say, hey, I need to take these classes in order to comply with this case, they say, okay, well, what were you convicted of? And I told one place I wasn't convicted of anything. I'm innocent. I'm just supposed to take this educational class. And they said, oh, no, we can't let you take this class unless you're a convicted felon.
So unless you plan to get back the crime and get released, I hear the music.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Well, we're back here. I have a long thing. This is Ralph Kermit Winterbrod, the second out of Alaska with the Ralph Winterbrod Show, and got Greg Pound out of Florida and Adam out of Florida and Texas. We were talking about Adam. He's had eight of his children, nine children taken. And I guess, so you never had a probable cause hearing to establish probable cause.
Hello?
You were made some false stuff. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
So bad to me.
What's that?
So you didn't have a probable cause hearing to establish this unfounded allegation.
You still there?
This is David. I'm here. I think Ralph's cutting out.
Yeah, I'm losing him.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Let me make a suggestion. You need to document every bad thing they've done. You need to fire your attorney, and you need to start sending all this to everybody. You need to send it to the Social Security Inspector General, the FBI, and start accusing them of crimes. They're committing crimes. They've stolen your kids. You got to take the gloves off, and you need to go after them.
What I think we need to do is band together. I've been talking with some people from Copper Cards. They're at coppercards.com, if you want to check it out and get an education about it. And they're getting ready to go across the country and bring a hammer down on this and educate the people. The judges in the cases are operating without oaths of honor. That says they have no honor. And then they enter you into a contractual agreement to extort money out of the government.
Right.
That's wrong.
There's all kinds of ways of charging them under federal crimes, but it's all being done through Social Security, and it's essentially Social Security fraud.
Absolutely.
And the first thing that happens with Social Security fraud is you get three times whatever you show they charge against you. And the
yep.
way to find out what they charge against you is in your 1099 OIDs, and there's a lot of, I guess, technology to do with the IRS to get the IRS to reveal who's charging against your account. They're the accountant.
Exactly.
The IRS is your friend on this one.
Yep.
And let's use them. And that's
absolutely.
What they're saying. The money gives them up.
Yep.
It really does. I mean, I cannot imagine being so cruel to, I like this little girl here. She's lost 9 months of her life with her mother.
Absolutely. They all have.
This is the most utmost cruelty for bucks. I just can't imagine a human being so low.
I can't either. They don't care what they have this, if they, there's nothing legitimate on their case, which is ridiculous. And we've told them, show us something that you've got against us that you can keep, that you're keep, why are you keeping our children? You're lying, you're not complying, you're putting us in harm's way by trying to, dictate to us that we do things that it can only convict us of a felony that we're not guilty of.
Right. It would be wise to check out the writ of mandamus that was done in Texas to free all
yep.
the Mormons.
Yep.
Take a good look at that, and maybe that's a good way to go with y'all, too. That's
okay. Well, who am I speaking with right now?
What they basically said was they weren't obeying their own code.
Yeah, they're not obeying any of the laws that they have. When you bring it to their attention, they act like that's no big deal. You signed the contract. You have to honor it, and that's all they talk about.
Right.
I sat down with the Devereaux worker this last week, and there's a place called Heartland of Florida, and he told me, he says, Adam, he says, I'm telling you this because you're so upset about your case. He says, I'm going against them right now on a case where they had a family that had five, that were taken away from them. They had another little baby after the five were taken away, and the baby got really sick, and they took it to the doctor five different times, and they couldn't figure out what was the matter with the baby. And now DCF's coming back and trying to take the baby away from him and saying that it was medical neglect. And he said, I'm telling them it's not, because they tried five times to get help for that baby. Yet DCF is still trying to go in and take this child from them.
Oh, I know. Look, these people, first of all, where do they get any authority to do anything? I know
they don't have any authority.
The only people they have authority over is the school for the blind and the school for the deaf.
Yep.
That's it. If you go read the applicability, here it's only school for the blind, school for the deaf. But they exceed it every day.
Whoa. I have someone come and they have no authority to keep my children. What is stopping me from going and getting my children and having a bunch of people present and saying, you have no authority to take my children, you're kidnapping them, and you're operating outside the law?
Yep. I had an interesting guy delivered a notice to a sheriff, and he said they were violating the law and that if they didn't go fix it and within 24 hours, he was going to go fix it himself, and he did. Basically, this
yep.
guy was stalking his daughter. He went down and dealt with the problem, beat the
wow.
tar out of the guy. And it was funny. He went to court, and he got the judge arrested and the prosecutor arrested.
Well, the people that are involved in this case, they need to be arrested because they've all broken the law. Every one of them has breached this contract, and when they went in there, they didn't have a leg to stand on. When they first came to our house, they were terrifying my wife and my children. They were standing in, they kicked our door open, and then stood, we told them to stay out. We were in fear of our lives. They had guns, and they were threatening us.
They kicked your door in?
Yes.
Did they have a warrant?
No. They said, oh, we have a warrant from a judge. Well, it didn't stand because they had no felony. They had a false allegation.
Right. Do they have an affidavit?
It was a third party, and it was a third party allegation.
Yeah, that's basically what they did to us too.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Where's my mouth?
I've got a bunch of people across the country that are starting to call me and ask, you know, say, what do we do? And I keep telling them, we need to go after the judges. We need to go after the law enforcement department that's backing these vipers, and then sue each and every one of them and their spouses, because they're extorting money from the United States government knowingly. They're taking it home, and their wives are spending it. That's an accessory to the fact afterwards.
Right. They're also committing
fraud. If they were stealing money from a bank, they'd all go to prison.
Because they're making false claims. They're basically ripping off the government, too, and I think that might be another avenue is that, you know, there's a lot of government websites, including Social Security, that keep asking to report fraud.
Well, you fraudulently report stuff to the IRS, and then you go to federal prison for it. Well, they need to be held accountable for their actions, and no one is doing it.
These federal agencies are in on it.
Exactly.
They know what's going on, and they don't want to stop it. They're just like the state agencies. They're in on it. They know what's going on. The judges are in on it. They know what's going on. The attorneys are in on it. The guardians that light them, because everybody's getting money. And the whole objective of this thing, if you just stand back and look, it is not about the children. It's about destroying families in America.
Yep.
I call them down here, they're called DCF. We call them destroying Christian families.
Yep.
They are. They're going after Christians on purpose, just like they did the Mormons.
Well, if you look at the issue on the adoption, they take a three-year average baseline of the children that were adopted, and then the next year, when they get over the baseline, they pay money. You get $4,000 from the feds and $2,000 for the ones that aren't as healthy. Then down in Florida, if they adopt them out to the only to Florida employees, it's $5,000 or $10,000 a head bonus to the person. And then the next year, the baseline goes up because they've adopted more out, so then they hire more people. They have a higher baseline, so it's every year it's set to adopt more and more children out and put them in the homes where they want to put them.
Yep.
And then everybody is sucking the hind tit because all of these, we have a gal up here on all of these psychological tests and all this other, they make you use their person because that person knows he has a guaranteed income as long as he keeps ruling in favor of the DCF people.
Absolutely. And if he goes against it, then, you know, they tell him, you know, you're not going to get any more accounts.
Yeah, because I had a person up here that I tried to help initially for a couple of years ago before I found out about all these contracts, and she got two separate ones, and they ruled in her favor. And the Supreme Court of Alaska said, no, we don't want to hear from those. We want to hear from the one that DCF is paying for. The other ones are irrelevant.
Yep.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, all the Supreme Courts, though, they're definitely in on it, but at the same time, they don't want to be held responsible. And I think that's part of it down here in Texas is that they're getting too out of control.
I just heard from an attorney in Miami area. He's going after some judges down there that are practicing on cases like this, and they do not have their oath of honor. I have a relative in Illinois. You can look him up on the Internet. His name is Stuart Umholtz. He's a state's attorney, and he is trying to get all of the officials in his area to comply with the oath of honor, and they're not doing it.
It's an oath of office as a public officer. It's a loyalty oath, but it's called an oath of office as a public officer.
Correct.
Well, see, none of these courts are Article III courts. These are all administrative courts, basically owned and controlled by the agency. Truly, they have no constitutional authority at all.
What they're doing is they're violating, in Florida, it's a Florida statute, 876.05. And that's the oath of office that they're not complying with. And that means everything else that's touched after that is a breach of the law. They're breaking the law and they don't care.
No, this is rampant amongst all kinds of people in government.
Yep.
Well, the real issue is all the research that I've done, and I can prove it, there is no constitutional republic anymore. It's all gone. The people don't know who they are. They're citizens of the United States, which does not exist in law. That's somebody that wants the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens. It's right in the, quote, code today. And what Congress and the legislature has done, they have hired, they're called actually external establishments, is how they got started right after the Civil War. And these are agencies. They're hired mercenaries. And they are given marching orders in the code to go do these things, to rape, pillage, and plunder. and they operate by rules and regulations which they promulgate, and they publish them in the Federal Register. They used to publish the laws of the United States in the beginning of our republic into the newspapers. Today, the only thing that's published is rules and regulations, and if you just apply a little simple logic, that is where the action is, and once you get into the Federal Register, the judges are bound by it, these agencies are bound by it, and if you are part of what they're publishing, you're bound by it.
Yep.
And that's how I've been able to conclusively prove now, and we're going to be filing several cases here in this next week, that the IRS absolutely is broken, and are going to be using the same logic on these DCF people, and we're going to bust them wide open, just like a dang watermelon, and then we're going to flush them down the toilet.
Well, it needs to happen. I'm willing to step forward and help make it happen across the United States myself, and I would commend any other father that was willing to do the same, because you have to put your life on the line when you do this, and your job and everything else.
Well, people need to understand agencies are not government.
But if we don't have our freedom, what do we have?
Employees. Every one of them has an employee, just like you're talking about the judges.
Yep.
There are no public officers of any of the several states in Alaska. I've checked oaths. There's 41 little words in Alaska's, quote, constitution, ha-ha. And you know what? There's not one person in Alaska, from the governor down to anybody, can get 41 little words right.
Wow.
And in our court system in Alaska, ha-ha, the lower courts have a different oath, different words than the upper courts. We have two different jurisdictional courts in Alaska.
Well, answer this for me. Are they still bound to that oath?
No.
Why not?
Because I can take an oath, because I have no office. You have to be able, think of it this way. A constitutional republic is where you give a limited delegation of power to somebody else, and you define their office. And to enter that office, they have to have an oath of office. And then in most cases, not all of the different things, legislatures were exempt, judges, they have to put up their assets called an official bond. That's what keeps them honest. It's like a performance bond.
Yep.
Well, if they have no office, the oath of office is irrelevant. I could take an oath of office, but I have no office. I don't have any delegation from anyone. It's all a ruse. It's a lie.
What takes its place?
Pardon?
What takes its place if they don't have it? Because
I'm trying to tell people is now that I can conclusively prove it, the action is in the Federal Register. The government's been overthrown. If these people dressed all like Iraqis, we'd get it.
But
they look like us.
They get under war powers. Everything's an emergency. They always act under the power of emergency.
It started, the major thrust was done during the Civil War.
Wow.
That's where they did it. The act of 1866, where they did not free the Negroes, they created a fictional status called a citizen of the United States. And that's in Title 42 today, 1981, 82, and 88. And that's where Congress says, I am going to give to you all of these rights, and in this you can have the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens. And the United States versus Babcock says, if anybody grants you a benefit, then you have no right to any court or even to a remedy. Now, that's a scary thought, isn't it?
That's an unconscionable contract.
Well, it is an unconscionable contract, but the issue is the people that are registered voters have signed up to be a citizen of the United States, so wherein lies the problem? It's our lack of knowledge.
We got rid of that. Lonnie didn't go as a U.S. citizen either. She went as a citizen of Texas.
In Michigan, go on that. Go ahead.
You still there?
Hello, Robert.
Yes, I'm here. How are you guys?
Well, we're just having a little rabble, a little round here about all the corruption that's going on in DCF. What's your question or what's your comment?
Well, my comment is the fact of that the way we call ours out here is CPS, Child Protective Services.
Uh-huh.
Both my children have been inducted into the system, and now we seem to be having more problems with our children being more abused than would ever have been in the care of us, isn't actually any.
How old are your children?
I have a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old.
And how are they being abused?
Well, my daughter we went in for a visitation, and my daughter was covered in bruises.
Oh, my goodness. How old is she? Is she the 6 or the 2-year-old?
She's a six-year-old. The two-year-old was crying that she had an owie on her head and that she's been banged up a little bit. He brought it to the worker there, and she failed to report it. She's an obligated reporter.
Mm-hmm.
I have the foster family right now. It's over at the prosecuting attorney's office. We're pressing charges against the foster family.
Good for you.
Well, it's, yeah, absolutely. See, the bottom line is we got to fight for this, but like I say, I don't know how somebody could experience this type of thing and have your children taken. What was the excuse that they used to kidnap your children?
Well, they said that we spank our children. See, we have rental properties, and apparently when we had told a couple tenants that they need to leave, they figured, well, I'll fix you. And then they turned around and they started filing false accusation reports on us.
Spanking your children. Well, I'll tell you what, I grew up and I got spanked, and you know what? Every time I got it, I needed it, and you know what? I was never a repeat offender for any of those things that I got spanked on, because I can remember each and every one of them, and I had quite a few.
Well, I just got my Father's Day present today.
Hey,
Trooper, come by and serve me with a subpoena, order that I have to testify in court at my own trial.
Your own trial. I hear the music here. Stay tuned, and we'll be back in just a minute.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Well, we're back here, the Ralph Winterroad Show. We've got just a few minutes left, and I got a statement I want to make here on the core problem. But you got a subpoena, Robert, in Michigan, and what's it to do?
Well, it's supposed to be for me to testify in my own trial.
Trial for what?
Well, I have a jury trial because apparently this prosecutor in Ironwood, Michigan, Gilgibbon County, seems to think that she's got one heck of a case against me.
And what are they prosecuting you for doing what? In this, something to do with child custody?
No, it's claiming that I had spanked my child.
Oh, my God, don't tell me you're going to make your child obey and you're going to act like a parent and guide him. Oh, terrible, terrible. Shame on you.
Well, here's the whole thing that really upsets my attorney is the fact that these people went so far to try to say that we abused our children. They said that they held my child down while I did it.
Oh, my God.
Why aren't they being charged?
Well, I tell you what, in my day and age, children got spanked. Like I said before we went to break, I got spanked many times for doing some very nasty things. I gave my sister a haircut. I threw a pair of scissors at her and hit her in the face. God, did I get beat when I did that? And I gave up my scissors. I gave up being a barber. All sorts of things that I got spanked for.
Well, by golly, sir, this day and age, you should be raised in a foster home, according to these people.
I think what we need to do is let these people straighten. We've all got to come together in this country. It's what formed this country when men and fathers came together and said enough is enough and take a stand for the right. And I'm doing that by joining an organization called Copper Cards. And it just teaches us the laws and how to apply them. We need to get an education on what these people are doing and shut them down, if not set them straight at least.
Right. We were very aggressive and accusing them of crimes throughout our paperwork. We call it kidnapping and extortion. We need got
exactly
to create
what
that mentality
is.
And got to be very aggressive. These people have stolen our property, our kids. Then this is evil.
And so we're stolen your God-given liberty right. This is our liberty. These are our liberties that they've taken. They violated our liberties.
Well, it's worse than it's even worse. They're taking our kids.
Well,
I'm
the thing is, though,
that people
is
are
missing,
allowing this stuff.
Is you have to understand what you're up against. They're agencies. They're not government.
That's right.
And what binds these bastards,
these
evil, demonic...
Hired.
The only thing that binds them is their rules and regulations. That's the only thing that you can nail these suckers on.
And, sir, they make those up as they go along. They don't
and
even follow their own
care.
Rules and regulations.
Exactly. When you try to hold them to them, you signed the contract, you have to honor your half.
I know, but
I'm
having success with the Internal Revenue fraud, and we're going to get to, excuse me just a minute, I got to see.
Set us up with it, because they're doing the same thing here. And I'll tell you what, everybody that I know of that's being abused by the system, that's had their kids kidnapped from them, and they're being used to extort government funds, it needs to be stopped. Because it's starting to affect our
economy.
But
they twist everything. I mean, my six-year-old daughter sat on my lap yesterday and said, Daddy, I want to have sex with you. Now, she's been in the foster care system for 6 months. Where's all this stuff? Or 3 months. Where's all this stuff coming up from with her? She's never talked like that before.
Wow.
She's never talked like that. Of course, then when you talk to their CPS workers, they twist it. They twist everything. Everything is twisted. And they won't let you talk to her. Because it's only coming from them. So we have to believe and take for face value what they say. I don't believe any of them.
Well,
I don't trust any of them.
I hear the music, and I thank all of you for coming in, and my heart goes out to all the people that have had their children taken. And this battle's not over. We're going to beat these immoral, tyrannical, demonic little SOBs. It ain't over yet. So anyway, come back next Sunday, and we're going to talk about the IRS and how to beat those guys. So thanks for your time, and we'll see you in a week.